Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
God's way.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legendary Mr. Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Save $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Del Rey production.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? Tonight is going to be my segment. I'm going to give an early Mother's Day. And what I'm talking about early Mother's Day is I want everybody to call in and give a tribute to their mother, if it's their mother or a mother of a house. It doesn't matter. Even if you want to give a shout-out to your gay mother, I guess it's okay. But the trick of it is you're going to have to say what name. You have to say your name, or you don't really have to say your name, but it would be nice if you say your name and say the mother who you're talking about, the state that she's from, and why do you like her as a mother so much? I mean, what is your reason for liking her as a mother? Maybe she's the mother of your house. Maybe she's the mother of somebody else's house. But it's what you like about mothers. And you can give more than one if you please to. But we're asking for at least one. Well, I'm asking for at least one. Now, I can kind of, and also for the second segment of this program, I want to talk about the cartoon characters that everybody's putting on Facebook and what they had on CNN News today. The reason for putting up those cartoon characters were for... The reason for putting on those cartoon characters, from what the news has gathered, was child molesters and pedophiles were putting those up to target young kids. And it's sad, but kind of fortunate that it kind of caught on with everybody on Facebook. And it seemed to caught on real broad with the homosexual crowd. So, like, everybody was changing their pictures, because what was sent to me and several other people, as far as I've checked, that it was supposed to be for abused and neglected kids. So change your picture to a cartoon character in tribute to children that are being neglected and abused. Come to find out that that was not the original reason for coming up with the idea. It was derived by pedophiles and child molesters that wanted to get the attention and to attract the younger crowd so they could be able to file them out pretty quickly on Facebook, like how old they were by putting cartoons, because certain children only know like certain cartoons. Now, I guess if they were to dig, but again, it was to put up the cartoon characters that you like. So that would have been cartoons like Dragon Ball Z and so many others. Now, if the cartoon characters were like Hong Kong Fooey and stuff like that, you know that these were kids some time ago, because that was a cartoon that came out in the 80s. So, well, I think 80s or beginning 90s. But regardless of what the case might be, you can also call in and talk about that, how everybody had changed their avatars to their face pics to cartoon characters that they chose and liked, because we thought it was something that was helping a cause or doing something like pink ribbons for cancer and different things of that nature, coming to find out that the idea had really derived from people trying to be really nasty. And that's another thing that we can call in and talk about if you wish to. But if everybody that's in a house or not in a house and have a mother that you want to give a shout-out to, feel more than happy to call in. And that's what will be the segment for tonight. Now, I see that this weekend that just passed was Atlanta's Legends Ball and Pittsburgh's Ball and Virginia. And Baltimore, too, in fact. So we had four functions this weekend, and I was on the radio station yesterday, and they were talking about them. Believe it or not, what's so strange is, many years ago, you would never have heard of balls in those places. I mean, Baltimore, yes, some years ago. And maybe Virginia slightly. But now it seems like Virginia's coming up on the map more often. And that's a nice and that's a good thing. Baltimore is always there. They just do their things very sporadically. And it's good to see that they had a pretty decent, successful ball. And I congratulate Black Khan. And in Norfolk, Virginia, they had a ball, which was a performance for $500. Congratulations to the Ebonies that won it. And in Pittsburgh, they seem to have had a nice ball. And I'm so sorry again for not being able to attend, Chris, but I had definite reasons, and I'm glad that I chose the reasons which I did for my house not to go. And the six that were there were excused. So that was great. And I guess this weekend, I guess I will be going to South Carolina. It seems to be that one of my kids is having a ball in South Carolina, and no Revlons are attending, which I guess that is their prerogative. Like, we choose to, like, the House of Ebony chooses not to go to certain balls. I guess the Revlons also have that choice, and make no mistakes, I don't know what the reason is per se, because I have not heard from Tony, and I don't even know if it's, you know, clad iron that Revlons are not going. It's from what I heard. It is also hearsay. So, I mean, if the Revlons do come, I'll be happy, because I'll be able to see Tony while I'm in South Carolina, and I'm sure I don't really have to go to a ball to see Tony, because if I'm in South Carolina, I'm sure we'll find each other, because we're both from Brooklyn, so I'm sure we'll find each other. But this weekend I will be definitely going to South Carolina because, oh, I think I might have a caller, everybody. But this weekend I will definitely be going to South Carolina for that mini function just because it's my house because no Ebony was at the ball this past weekend. That's not true neither. Somebody just texted me and told me that there were no Ebonies at the ball this weekend. Stuart is an Ebony, and Stuart was definitely there. So that's not true because regardless of what the case might be, Stuart was there. I know I was trying to make it because that's the ball that I had scheduled to go to, and that was the only ball that I had really scheduled to go to, but unfortunately for different family matters, I could not go. So that was it. But if that's the reason why, okay, well, we'll have to take that in. I mean, in all presumption, if they knew that there was Tony and Andre were giving a ball and they were giving a ball the week afterwards, it would have been a little reasonable for them to be there. But due to circumstances, I guess they were not. But there was, and there were Ebonies in that building. One or two is still Ebony presence in a building. You don't need a million people in a building to make presence. But I understand at the end of the day. But I will definitely be at Trent and JJ's ball this weekend in South Carolina. I'm going to drive down. And I guess a few more of the Ebonies will be coming down to enjoy the festivities with the other Ebonies and have fun. So I hope everybody comes out who feels to come out. And if you're a Revlon and you feel to come out, by all means, do so.
But what's your number?
Whose number? Not just Ebony's. Well, anyway, the mother tribute. I mean, just call in and tribute to a mother. Any mother that you wish, a godmother, a grandmother, or a great-grandmother even. I mean, even if it's your own mom, I mean, I guess nobody will really know her, and then again, they might just. But just to give them a shout-out to know that you care and that you want to show their
recognition. I can't wait to get in the shower.
Okay.
This is juicy pomegranate and mango infusion.
Who's that? But anyway, my first caller is 347-440. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Auntie, what's up?
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just calling. I want to give. Can I give that more than one mother shout out?
Of course.
I want to first give a shout out to Jasmine and stuff. I miss her. She don't call me no more. I think she's over me. And I want to give a shout out to Yolanda.
Yolanda? Huh? Which Jasmine?
Jasmine Couture.
Oh, okay. So that's a shout out to Jasmine. I love her too. She's great. And who else?
Yolanda.
The performance diva. Oh, all right.
Diva. All right. And to you, Candace, what's up? To you.
Much just here on the radio show, just doing what I got to do. I had some family issues this weekend, but it wasn't that something I couldn't handle. I just was not able to go out of town because of the family issues. So I guess I'm just stuck right now, just tending to things and doing what I got to do. That's about it. So how have you been, honey?
I've been good. I'm coming back to Brooklyn. I got to come see you.
Really?
Hello?
Get in the back. Yeah, baby, go ahead. Get in the back.
Yeah, so I got to come to Brooklyn to come see you.
Oh, all right. Well, then, by all means, do so. Kelly, do I have any more callers? I'm sure I don't because I didn't see any come up on the Worcester Seal. So that was a shout-out to Jasmine Couture and Yolanda. What house is Yolanda in now? I wonder what house Yolanda is in now. I can't remember.
Revlon.
Yeah, Revlon. Okay, so she's now, is she Mother Revlon? Or is she just Revlon? Thank you, Kelly. But, yeah, so I have no more callers. So let me give a tribute to some of the mothers that I live for. One on the top of the list is definitely Sanaya. I live. And, oh, I have a caller from 803-230. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, honey.
Okay. This is Mackenzie Chanel and
Mel Chanel.
And we just want to give out a shout out to our mother, legendary evangelist Chanel.
Okay. And where is she from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay. And do you have another femme queen? Oh, that was more than enough for you. Hello, caller. I guess the caller has left. Thank you, caller, for calling in. But back to what I was saying. One of the mothers that I seem to like a lot and I get along with is Sanaya. Sanaya and another mother that I seem to always have a work with a lot, and me and her have been friends for many years. Not that many years, but many enough years, is Mother Herrera, Brittany. There used to be Brittany Ebony. And another mother that I kind of don't see often, but I still live for, would be Dee Dee, now Mother Chanel. Shanice, of course. I always live for Shanice. She's just so crazy. And, you know, I don't see enough of her, but I live regardless of what the case may be. Not because she's in my house, because I lived when she was a con. But also, thinking about cons, Mother Con. Not East Coast Mother. I love East Coast Mother, but, you know, we're old girlfriends, so, of course, you know, I would see her. But I live for Miss Shannon Con. I think she's a perfect 10. I love her face. I really think she's really should be sex siren and top 10, but I guess she'll get into that when she feels to, but Shannon Con is one of them. I could also say Mother Garcon of New York. I live for Mother Garcon of New York. She's really down to earth.
Hi.
Oh, sure. Okay, well, hello. We have another caller. And the caller 201-936. Caller, are you there?
Caller's here. How are you this evening?
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
This is Vandalous Chanel. I wanted to give a shout out to my mother, Dee Dee Chanel. You guys gave her a shout out already, but I just wanted to let her know that she's loved, and I can't wait to see her. So I just want to give her a shout out.
Oh, Chanel.
Thank you. Yeah, Dee Dee is one of my favorites. I love her, and she's so much fun, especially when we sit on the judges panel. She's the one for me. I just lived with Dee Dee when she was an Ebony. Now that she's a Chanel, it doesn't even matter. I just like the person, Dee Dee. It doesn't matter what last name she has. I just love Dee Dee herself. So it doesn't, make a difference. But did you hear about what was going on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
And did you hear what was going on with the cartoon characters? Everybody switching their face pics to cartoons?
Yeah, I never switched my picture. I went to the Legends Ball on Saturday, so I just put up a picture from that and some of the pictures from, you know, that I took at the ball. But I never did the cartoon thing because I thought something was kind of shaky with it in the beginning. That
you
everybody
know, a lot
was
of
doing
said,
it.
But I went ahead and did it because the person that I originally got the idea from to do it had told me it was for abused and neglected children. So, I mean, I love kids as to a certain extent, and just to hear that something was being done or that, you know, it was some kind of movement to help abused and neglected children, I decided to change my pick, and I asked everybody else that was in my circle to change their pick, which a lot of them did. And now I really feel upset that I told them to, when in all reality it was for the idea came up from a child molester.
From a pedophile. I know that's absolutely just, that's crazy. I mean, it's really, really
I mean,
crazy.
On Facebook, I mean, why would you want, on Facebook of all places, and then what foiled the whole plan was a lot of homosexuals started doing it and using different cartoons, and it was no longer a thing directive towards young adults or even younger kids. Now they had a lot of adults that were in their late 20s, early 20s, mid-20s, early 30s, and myself, you know, early 20s. And I guess it kind of foiled their plan, because now they couldn't derive from which one were young kids until they looked at your profile, and half of them couldn't look at your profile if they weren't friends with you.
So my whole thing about the Facebook is it's a social networking tool for college students, for your high school students, for friends and family, and I think it's being misused all the way around in general.
And, you know, believe it or not, you're 100% right, because a few comments that I do see on Facebook when I get on, which is not often, and not as often as I'm told that I should, but some of the comments that I do see on Facebook, it seems like it's turned into the newfangled Adam for Adam, or the newfangled BGC.
You are so
and,
right.
And that's the shade. That's the real shade of it, because comments like, oh, I'm so horny, I don't know what I could do. I don't think that's something that you should be putting on Facebook, more or less putting it on Adam for Adam. Or lonely tonight, I wish someone would come over. Is that for Facebook? I mean, I didn't see...
my personal or emotional problem.
Right. That's not something that you should put on Facebook. But I see that, and mind you, it's funny how we're saying it, but a lot of people seem to get a lot of comments from throwing lines out like that. So it seems like they're throwing a hook out to catch a fish. And it seems to be working. Believe it or not. But anyway, thank you, caller. Thank you for calling in.
All right. See you later. Good night.
Hi, good night, baby. Bye-bye. But, yeah, isn't that strange that at least there was somebody else that didn't find that to be too characteristic to where they were going to change their Facebook, which I was happy for. And I have to change mine back. But I just wanted to do it, like, later on, because I guess I kind of liked the idea. And if that would have been a cause, I think that would be a pretty good idea for everybody to change their Facebook to cartoon characters for abused children, but it should be for some kind of substantial reason or another, not to catch the eye of a young child or to trap off a teenager or somebody that's underage that you can manipulate. I think that's horrible and disgusting. And even for us that like to date younger than thou art, like myself, because I'm much older, but I don't think that dating anybody that doesn't know what Gilligan's Island is and Magilla Gorilla, I don't think you should be dating them. And if you do, they should have some knowledge of what's going on. And, I mean, over 18, over 19, it doesn't matter how old the senior person is, but make sure they're legal, because of many reasons. You can get imprisoned, you can get jail, you can get charged with different things that you know that you really didn't want to get into, but you really like the person just because of their age. You're bound by hands, but just got to know that the law doesn't feel that a minor is able to think clearly about a relationship or having sex with somebody that is either not also a minor like themselves and just advanced, or being coaxed into having sex with a much older person just because the older person has power over them in some shape, form, or fashion. So I guess we have no more callers, so I guess I'll keep giving my shout-outs to mothers that I like. Another mother that I seem to adore a lot, and I find that she's a bad, bad bitch, is Mother Milan of Atlanta. I just think she is real as rain. She's always done, and she's always so well-spoken. I mean, a few years ago, I sat next to her on a judges panel in tracks, and for the life of me, every time I turned around, every time she said something and I turned around, I was like, oh, my God, she sounds like my aunt that lives in Georgia, too, that lives in Savannah. But I used to be like, damn, she sounds like my aunt. And believe it or not, I'm not really fooled by too many, but I just swear to God that I think she is the realest peach that I've ever seen in so long. And to come out of Georgia and to be such a lovely peach is just wonderful. Mother Milan is a bad, bad bitch. From Atlanta also, so is Mother Milan of New York, but... I love her, too, and I've known her for many years. We've known each other since she was an extravaganza. That's if she's still mother. But anyway, I don't have any more callers, so I guess I'm going to keep giving out tributes. Another mother I like that I lived for, and I seem to had a real good friendship with Tiffany Monet, which was mother of New York of the House of Chanel. We went to high school together, believe it or not, and we were really, 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 really good friends. And Danielle, me and Danielle were really close because of my best friend Curtis. And even before that, me and Danielle was pretty decent. When we saw each other, we would laugh and kiki. Even when she lived in Coney Island, I'd visit her a few times. And me and Danielle used to get along real well. We used to kiki about a lot of things because of our age. And she was one of the mothers that I lived for, being a femme queen and being so defined and bold as she was. Another one that I lived for, when she wasn't mother, was Anjanae. I think Anjanae has stopped time, got off, let everybody else live their life, and then she decided to get back on. And she looks wonderful. Never one for too many words. Always a babe, always stayed in her place, and just, you know, she kind of always played her position as being a nice, quiet mother. And I guess that was where she was at, and I lived for her no matter what house she was in. I just lived for Anjanae. And another connection with Anjanae was through a friend of mine by the name of Curtis. So she was another mother that I lived for. Another mother I lived for a long time, and I guess it's been a while, which would be Shanice Milan. She was dark-skinned. She was a bitch that made a difference. She was lovely. Just to me, she was Shanice was just so fun, and she was always up for a kiki and a laugh. And to be the mother of the House of Milan, it seemed like it never dampened her. She was just always wanted to walk, and she was into winning, and she was into ballroom, and she was just Shanice. And I guess that's what Roger wanted, and that's what Roger needed from her, and that's what she gave him. She would come, and she was a dark and lovely babe. Moldavia, another one. Pagan, most definitely. I could go on and on and on of the mothers that, when I met them, they were not mothers. And then they all became mothers as well as, I guess, as me again now. So Pagan was one of them. I said Rose. Miss Kiana. I lived to her as Kiana Chanel. But now even as Mother Ivisu, she seems to give off the same traits. She's really a laid-back kind of girl, but she gets the shit done. When she comes and hits the ballroom floor, may it be for realness or a light cable label category, Miss Kiana usually always seems to come through. So I think it was a good move for her to move and go to the House of Ivisu. They seem to be blossoming quicker than anything else these days. Another mother that I used to just adore a lot, and that would be Angie. Even though Miss Angie was kind of, she could have been a little funny sometimes, she, for the House of Extravaganza, as one of the more Hispanic mothers in the ballroom scene, she was a pretty good mother. And I'm not saying, I guess, to just extravaganzas. She was an all right person to me. I can't say how everybody else's interactions with Miss Angie was, because at times she could have been known to have been a little sticky. Another one that I grew up with for many years would be Tanae Pendarvis. I guess she's been out of touch with the ballroom scene, but she's getting back in touch with them. So I guess a lot of people in the ballroom scene, she doesn't know as much or doesn't know as many people in the ballroom scene as she used to. And I guess she feels kind of estranged. But it's good to know that she's coming back to the ballroom scene and being more active in the ballroom scene. And that's really something to look at. Another old femme queen that was the mother of a house in Philadelphia that I lived for, there was two of them. One was Taffy Jadu. So I guess a lot of y'all that just came out in Philadelphia in the late 90s, I guess a lot of y'all don't know Taffy. Miss Taffy was one of the first femme queens I know that came out of Philadelphia that walked realness. It was usually her, Al Vernian, and Michael Gaskins, that if you heard Philly, you know it was one of them. When you heard Philly, you know it had to be Oway Performance, Miss Alvernian, or Oway Performance, Michael Gaskins, or, you know, from Philadelphia, or female figure realness, Miss Taffy Jadu. And Miss Taffy was, at back then, I used to just be amazed just to see her. She used to come pumping in for realness, And I used to look and I used to give her, oh, she's so old. She looked like somebody's mother that she's seeing Pathmark. And that was Miss Taffy. And come to find out that my best friend was a Jadu. And he came, he went from the House of Jadu. And he was a, when I met him, he was a Jadu. And he remained a Jadu until the House of Jadu kind of closed or fell apart or whatever the case might be. And then he became an Ebony right along with me. But I didn't have anything to do with putting him in the house. But the House of Jadu was something on Miss Alvernian. But another mother that was in, two other mothers that was in Philadelphia, along with Miss Dawn now, so she holds a torch from, you know, coming past past a lot of bitches. Another one was Renee Caron. Mother Caron, I mean, Renee was lovely. She was breathtaking. She had her times where she could be just as real as rain. And she was an all-around femme queen. You could get her to walk realness. You could get her to walk faith. Even she would even walk a little, you know, trilogy where it was faith, body, and realness. Her and Shanice Milan used to have a real bad beef going between for faith, and that was a nice. And they always kept it real intense with each other, but I've never seen them have a fight. And another one was Adrienne Vettadini. She was the new femme queen out on the block in Philadelphia, and she felt that she wanted to be a label villain, and she wanted to walk labels, and that opened the door for a lot of many other femme queens, like Mother Cartier, which was Miss Tiny, a girlfriend of mine when she wasn't Tiny Cartier, but we used to have fun. I used to love going to Philadelphia. Because everybody called her Tiny, but I think her real drag name, what her real name is, was Corinne at that time, and I thought that was so white woman, and she was the mother of the House of Cartier. Also, Miss Angel, starting off as Mother Gili, and now Mother Revlon, congratulations. But Miss Angel was another bad bitch. Came out of Philadelphia, had to come behind Miss Adrienne Vettadini and a couple of other girls. So for her and Miss Dawn to come up, and I remember when both of them had first came out, for both of them to come up and become such effective mothers in the ballroom scene, it's just like, you know, a kind of like a tradition continuing on. There's no more Renee now. There's, you know, Mother Angel. There's no more Adrienne Vettadini no more. Now there's Mother Dawn. So, I mean, you can kind of figure out, Philadelphia breeds a lot of things, lovely babes, body delicious, face girls, real as rain. So, I mean, as the saga goes on, now we have Dawn and Mother Revlon, and I want to see what they're going to develop out of, you know, out of this session, because the femme queen in the House of La Croatia, I think, on top of her being one performance bitch, she's also real as rain. And I haven't seen that in a long time, to see a femme queen that could punish two different categories on such opposite sides of the fence. Because usually if you are a realness girl, you either walk face or you walk sex siren. But she's realness, and she also walks performance. And she's good at both, and in no time she'd be legendary in both too. So kudos to Tia. And she's going to be... I'm sure soon to be Mother of La Croix with no mistakes. But anyway, other mothers, I can go back. Miss Avis was a good mother. Miss Paris was a good mother, kind of stern. And Miss Paris was a mother that was really, 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 really stern. Another mother that was really stern, believe it or not, and not a femme queen, was Richard Ebony. He was big on education. Big on education, no nonsense kind of person, and believe it or not, raised me up for many, 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 many years, right along with my mother, which was Lonnie, which was a good mother. She always liked to keep her kids close to her, so she would have all of us living with her, and she was unbothered by me, Terrell, little Melvin, Miss Sean, Miss Mama Montego. At that time, when Kimberlon was the Ebony, she was Kim Ebony. We all used to live in the same house. And Miss Lonnie, I mean, she was just that kind of mother that didn't mind us all living together. And I wonder where she had got it from. And then when I got to then when Miss Richard came out of jail, I saw that it was the same thing with Miss Richard. Miss Richard didn't care. As long as you had the last name Ebony, you had a place to lay your head. Because I used to come in Miss Richard's house early in the morning, and it used to be four or five girls laid out like it was Bandits Olay Beach. But they would be in there, and Miss Richard would get up and ask them did they want cereal and other stuff. And I used to get very, ah, girl, why you got all these children here? And she used to get very, oh, they was out last night, they was hanging, they was getting high, and they had nowhere to go. So I guess the spot was Miss Richard's house, and my mother was the same way, Miss Lonnie. So mothers are just like that. Another mother I liked because she was a really a ballroom and effective bitch, and she was a real woman, which would be Miss Heidi. Miss Heidi was the original mother of the House of Mizrahi. For her to be a real woman, when I tell you Mama's Runway was disgusting. I mean, just disgusting. Another mother I used to live for a lot, and in the beginning, we and her did not get along, which was Hakeem Adonis, the original mother. I think she was the original mother of the House of Adonis, if I'm not going too far back, but I'll be more than happy to ask Bernie. And who came up behind her as being mother was Harmonica Sunbeam, which Harmonica was also Mother Adonis, and she was another girl that walked a lot of categories, a lot, and made the ballroom scene, gave the ballroom scene a lot of fun. A tribute to somebody that I loved in the ballroom scene was Coco Crizia, mother of the House of Crizia in New Jersey. That was one skinny runway bitch. And I lived for her, and she was like one of the first femme queens I ever lived for that walked runway and was a mother. And she was Mother Coco Crizia, and I just used to live to see her walk. Every time she hit the floor, it was like, wow. It was fun to me just to see her walk, and me being as young as I was back then, going to Jersey, Jersey balls were just like on the rise, more or less. And Miss Coco was at the front of the motherfucking runway every time. Her, Miss Coco Crizia, and Miss Harmonica, they used to go at it for runway. When it used to be open to all runway, she had no problems. She would pump against the Butch Queens. Her and Eric Adonis used to go at it. That used to be her mainline stopper. But Miss Bernie used to go at it. There used to be a lot of femme queens. They used to walk runway. And there's still a lot now. Just we don't have as many showstoppers. And I wish we had more female figures that would come out and enjoy the ballroom like they used to. Like I heard in Atlanta, which I'm horrible at miss, that the big girls came out for points at the Legends Ball, and that's very rare to see that five big girls coming out to walk one category, which is big girls, which it's a category that you don't see that much. So I guess they're getting to the point where they're liking the category, and it seems to be catching on, and I'm glad because there are a lot of big girls in the ballroom scene, like one, my partner in crime, Kelly. Another one that I live to see because she's always effective and she always seems to bring it through is Miss Paula. Miss Jennifer, I'm so used to seeing her, but Miss Jennifer used to another effective bitch. From the House of Aga would be Jahira Aga. I love her being a big girl and being as real as she is. Just like I live for Mother Tiana, for Tiana Milan, being a big girl and Butch Queen in drags, and regardless of what the case might be, she's a big girl and she represents. Also, Mother Ebony of Chicago, I live for her, even though she's out of capacity right now. Big girl, love her realness. Toya is just one of those just banshee cunts that you just sit her on the runway, and Mama will give you an effect, an attitude, and just real as rain. I mean, right along with, again, Mother Milan, being a big girl and just being so lovely and so real. I just live. So, more categories for the big girls, brings them out to have fun. And so, you know, show their part of what they can contribute to the ballroom scene so they can make their part of history, too. Because regardless of what the case might be, these girls have room in this history, too. Because over the test of time, we've had some sock-rocking big girls. Erica Revlon, Miss Mabel Milan, Miss Cat Eyes Continental Runway. And I can go on and on with big girls. So throughout the test of time, there has been a many, and I hope for more. I mean, to be walking different categories. And I really had fun with it. Let's see another mother that I can think of back in the days that seemed to always been a strength. Now, who was a really good mother and kept their house really, really small, and she breeded some lovelies out of her house, which would have been Octavia, which was one of them, and another one, which was Temperance, which would be an old girlfriend of mine, Robbie St. Laurent. Robbie St. Laurent never kept a big house, but when you said the House of St. Laurent, from through the test of time, you had a choice of Octavia, Dennis St. Laurent, which was known for his performance. I mean, Stevie, I'm so sorry. You had Temperance, which was Femme Queen Face, Dark and Lovely, a babe that lived across the street from me. So Miss Robbie kept a small house, but she also kept an effective bunch under her belt. I mean, when Miss Robbie pumped them out, she really pumped out some really winning babes. Octavia, even Tony, a butch queen by the name of Tony, which was Octavia's brother, which was also in the House of St. Laurent, he didn't walk that often, but his ballroom presence was pretty well known, also being a St. Laurent, and for it being a small house, it was something to be played with. Miss Pagan, known for many years, loved her fashion, loved her attitude about life, and I still live. I still live. Even her predecessor now, Miss Simone, my sister that's away on vacation for a little while, and hopefully I heard until January, I kind of miss her because she always, you could always call Miss Simone and she could give you a scenario and a story that would just have you keying out of your mind. So, I mean, for the House of Prada, I would say Simone and Miss Pagan, the mothers that I, you know, another femme queen that I live for in the House of Prada, which is Miss Eve, and I don't think she's a mother, but and I don't think she really likes to walk balls that much because of her career, but Miss Eve is another bad girl. Another mother from that was a butch queen that was lovely beyond compare would have been Stacey Mugler. But they also had another lovely femme queen that was mother, which was Sarah. She was a different, unique face that the House of Mugler found, and for many years it took her a long time to prove herself in the ballroom scene. But after a while, Miss Sarah was like totally unstoppable. But by that time, she was kind of over ballroom scene, so she would come to balls and walk every now and then. But she had moved to Maryland, and I lost contact with her, and I haven't seen her since. But I wish girls like that would come back to the ballroom scene, Miss Sarah Mugler, Miss Ingenue, for one more good time, or for a few more good times would be nice. Get Mother Milan to walk face and realness again with the regular girls, to, you know, no more labels. Let's see if she can walk realness, which I think that she can still walk realness because she's real as rain, even though she knows how to put on that, knows how to put on those clothes and look divine in them. But that's it for mothers, I think, for me. I mean, everybody else can call in and give a shout-out to. I mean, I'm sure there are definitely other mothers in other houses. Like Ayanna, another favorite of mine that I never can get past, Ayanna Khan. She's such a different kind of girl, even coming from D.C. She was so sweet and well-mannered, and I'm sure now with her going on with her career, the ballroom scene will never forget her. Let me see, what other mothers could I... Oh, there was another mother in Maryland. She used to walk runway. She used to walk against Niambi a lot. Mother Revlon. She was a Revlon in Baltimore. At that time, Buck was father. If anybody can call in and tell me who that was, I can't remember. I want to say Jasmine, but I don't think it's Jasmine. I can't remember. She was real fun. When I lived in Baltimore, we used to have so much fun because we used to meet in Lexington Market, and we used to go to Lexington Market. And she used to go as a butch queen. And then when you see her come to the ball, she was a femme queen, and you would give her, well, damn, she contours real well. Because I know just yesterday we was out in Lexington Market, and she was a boy. And now, and I can't remember her name for the life of me. And she lived up right off of North Avenue. But I guess if anybody in the House of Revlon is listening and can figure out, could help me out with that one, I'd be more than happy to take your phone call. But I'll take anybody's phone call. It wouldn't really matter because I like hearing from the people that are listening to find out which mothers they want to give tribute to. There are so many. I'm surprised that anybody hasn't called in yet. But I'm sure that we have an Escada Ball commercial coming, and I'll be back after the commercial. The commercial. Well, I guess Kelly's not ready to run the commercial yet. So I'll keep running my mouth. But
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legends of the Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Tables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Grand performance. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Lil production.
Well, I guess I think I'm thinking about, I got to call Neiman and Marcus back because he had hit me up on Facebook. I think I want to go to the Escada Ball this year if I get a chance. Okay, so everybody, I have a private caller. Private caller, are you there?
Fantasia Revlon.
Hi, Fantasia. And who would you like to give a shout out to, honey?
Nah.
Yes. Huh?
That was her name.
Oh, you want to give a shout out to Fantasia Revlon?
Oh,
that was the person's name, right? Correct. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I'm private caller Fantasia Revlon from Baltimore. She was she used to walk runway, right? She used to get her hair done by Deja, and her and the other femme queen that used to live with Tracy, Miss May May Francis, used to walk hair fair. Right. Thank you very much, private caller. Fantasia Revlon, I loved her. We used to have so much fun because she used to come out to Lexington Market, and we used to go to Lexington Market and buy fruit and go to the cake store and see what samples they had. And we would just shop around Lexington Market. And Mama used to shop around as a butch queen. But if you caught her out at the club or at a function, she was Fantasia all day, every day. And you would really think that she was a full-time drag. And she was a butch queen in drags, and she did not play. And her runway was well deserving of being fierce because her and Miss Niambi used to go at it. And I used to love it to see those two go at it. For one to be so tall as Fantasia was, and for Miss Niambi to be so short. Miss Niambi used to come for her. They used to come for each other, more or less. And it used to be fun. So Fantasia was the name. Let's think of some more mothers. Another mother of mine that was also a friend of mine and was a butch queen, believe it or not, which at that time there were a lot of butch queen mothers, which was Lowell Kahn. Miss Lowell was really friendly, sweet, a bitch that didn't play when it came to that perform on that performance floor, and definitely a bitch that did not play when it came to defending the house name of the House of Kahn. So, Miss Lowell was another mother. If you want to, Kelly, you can play the show since I don't have any callers. So if you wish to, just hit me up and let me know when you want to do it. And you can go right ahead because I don't have any callers and I can talk. It doesn't bother me. So either one that you pick, hit me up and let me know because, I mean, if I got another, I have another hour or whatever the case might be, do what you wish, honey. I mean, if anybody chooses to call in, I'll be more than happy to take their phone call. Or if you win, up to you. Play the show then. Play the old show for the next hour if you wish to. And that's fine with me. Thanks, Kelly. But anyway, until Kelly gets to that, because I don't want to leave the air blank because that's kind of really rude. But if anybody feels to call in and give a tribute to you, I mean, what is the problem that you give a tribute to your mother? I guess you don't have to give your name. But I'm surprised nobody didn't call in and give a shout-out to Goddess. And I'm surprised nobody didn't shout out and give a shout-out to Rose and so many other mothers that are definitely worthy of giving a shout-out to. Okay, and another thing, tomorrow there's going to be no show tomorrow. So if you need to know anything about why there's not going to be a show tomorrow, I was not briefed on it, so you'd have to hit Kelly up at Kelly, Legendary Mother Mizrahi, yahoo.com, or Legendary Kelly. You see what it is? Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com, and I'm sure she'll get a chance to tell you, or hit Tens and Chops up. And I'm sure they'll be more than happy to let you know what's going on. But as far as I know, there will be no show tomorrow. And Kelly is ready to play an old show for y'all. So here it is. Kelly, go right ahead. Oh, sorry, caller. We have a caller. 434-262. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
I'm fine, you. This is Zadoria St. Clair.
Uh-huh.
I just want to give a shout-out to the Mother Aura St. Clair, Erica St. Clair, Keisha St. Clair, and Aaliyah St. Clair.
Wow. All mothers. All right. And, thank you very much. I mean, you know, I forgot. Oh, and Aura is a girlfriend of mine that we've been girlfriends for years. I mean, and everybody knows that Miss Aura did a video at one time as Alex. And I watched the video like 2 days ago on Century, on the Century Channel, and I saw Alex up there, and it just tickled me pink to know that at one time, Aura used to be one of the La Beja boys, believe it or not. So thank you, caller. Kelly, you ready to play your show, boo-boo? Radio.
You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. Salute you, yeah. Go on out the door now. You take care. No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not. I'm done. So when you leave, just close the door behind you. Cause I know just what to do. you know everything, and you think that you don't stink. What it do, hey? And when it comes to me, you don't have to. Took me all of these years to realize that you don't belong here. I can do better. You say I'll never do better. Yeah, right, whatever.
Definitely.
Log Talk Radio. You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. I salute you. Log Talk Radio. You wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. I salute you. Yeah. Go on out the door now. You take care. No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not. I'm done. So when you leave,
to close the door behind you. Cause
I'm feeling kinda taller than you.
Lately.
Definitely.
keep praying to leave me alone. She keeps waiting inside of my home. I got an angel on the left saying don't give in, but the devil on the right saying better win. He won't stop kicking down my door. Oh, oh, oh. He tries, I try to play the good girl. I get myself in the way. I try so hard to find the bad girl. You can't do it. I'm over and over again.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
What are you doing? Boom, it's a long first day. What are you doing? we are now. We are live on the air, honey, for this recap of this motherfucking weekend, honey. We are on and we are motherfucking popping and we are live, honey. What's going on, America? We're here on another Monday night, or a recap of another weekend for another function. How you girls in the chat room doing? How are you girls on the phone lines are doing? We are definitely here. I am definitely live and still in the motherfucking AT motherfucking L. So what's the motherfucking deal? Let's get this motherfucking show on the motherfucking road. Excuse me. Well, I'm solo tonight, honey. I don't know where the host is at. I don't know where the co-host is at. So I'm just here by myself, and we're going to do this, and we're going to get through it, honey. I'm going to give you the real tea of the function, the way I see it, how it was, and how I felt about the situation. And I'm not going to be biased about the situation, and I'm not going to keep shit in the bag. I'm going to tell you exactly how it was, bitch, because, you know, it's no shade. I love my cousin Sanaya down. I love her as a cousin. I love her as a sister. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm a journalist, and I'm going to give you the real tea exactly the way the fucking ball motherfucking happened. It's no shade to anyone. So if anyone takes it as shade, well, then I guess that's your problem. You don't have to like me, but you're going to respect me. What the fuck? But I'm definitely here, honey. And to all you girls out there that's speculating because the awards ball was canceled and the awards ball was at the last, and my legendary sister Jasmine just told Ms. Rahi ball is canceled. It is not canceled. Her ball is still October 17th here in New York. Well, not here. Well, in New York City at the lab. And the doors open up at 4 o'clock. And the ball starts probably at 6 o'clock. All categories will be finished if I have to come through and bulldoze the children. The flyers was definitely out last night. The flyers are definitely be out again tonight. You'll definitely catch the flyers again at the Rags to Riches ball. And any ball or any mini ball in between here now, you will definitely catch the flyer. Trust and believe, girls, you do not have to wait or think that you're going to miss a category at my sister's ball. Because if I have to get on the mic and finish the motherfucking ball or get through the categories, y'all going to get to your motherfucking categories. There won't be no shade, no motherfucking shenanigans, just a whole bunch of motherfucking cash given the fuck out. And that's all. How you doing? Yes. But I'm going to wait into the phone lines. Definitely, I'm definitely going to wait until the phone lines heat up to start, honey. And trust me, my sister's just a one-woman show, honey. So you don't have to worry about a three-hour grand march. My sister probably just get up from the door and come out and wave to you girls and go back. So you don't have to worry about that. That's one piece of shade from last night. But it's all right, honey. I'm going to definitely go on with the rest of it, honey. Where the fuck was Miss Cabbage at last night, honey? Let's close all these windows. I have these windows open for the information for the show. But I guess we're not giving our information tonight, honey. So pay it, honey. We just going to just go. If the girls don't know the show is on, you better I am your girl. I am your girlfriend. Text your girlfriends and let them know that the show is on, honey. I'm not sending out messages tonight, honey. I'm on vacation, honey. I'm just doing the show, honey. Live is brought, honey, from Atlanta, Georgia, honey. Over here in my hotel room, living the life of a fat white woman, honey. Everything. I was poolside today at the hotel, honey, with my little girlfriend, Miss Antoinette, and her Benji cut brother, all the way from Detroit. And these kids was a key today at the fucking poolside here at the hotel. It was such a fucking key at the pool today with the young kids at the pool. It was everything. Young girl should have been there. It was everything. You have to be like white women. But I'm going to, you know, give it some time so the girls can definitely get up in the chat room. The girls can definitely get up on the phone lines and definitely, you know, so we get the madness started because, baby, it was just so much that happened and so much that went on. And I was just gagging at it from the time frame to everything that went on, bitch. Ugh. We don't know where Andre is at tonight. Andre's mother's birthday was last week. And every year Andre has a birthday party for his mother.
and his mother didn't want to have a birthday party this Saturday. She wanted to wait until Monday and have a cookout. So Andre's at the cookout. When Andre gets to her phone, Andre and Jennifer will definitely be calling in when they both get to her phone because they're together at the cookout. You know, so one of us has to leave the cookout and come back here to be here, you know, to host the show. Switchboard could turn it on and play music for y'all, but without one of us sitting here on the phone talking, you know, y'all just be listening to music until one of us get here. So I was the designated hitter to sit here, you know, and do the show. I'm waiting for the girls to bring me back some ribs and things, you know, so I can be a fat, big honey, you know, and read down, honey, and just go to the club tonight, December 14th, to the function. Honey, how you doing? Yes. So, switch on. Where are we going to go first? Yes, I have to leave the cookout early, honey. I have to come here, honey. You know, bitch, I'm the mouth of the motherfucking North, bitch. I have to come there. I have to come here, bitch, and let the girls know the motherfucking tea, honey. I got to spill the tea, honey. I'm not going to, I couldn't cancel the show and wait until tomorrow, honey. And, bitch, you know, and let the girls, I have to make sure the girls get all the tea and inform it. Let me see who on the phone lines, honey. Let's see toward some of the girls got to think about the ball before I definitely start my hot topics, honey. I have a 404-232. You're on the air on the recap show on the Ebony Ball Flop. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly?
Hi, who this?
This is Big Mama Reflon.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, marvelous, honey. I want to know your intake on the Ebony Ball.
Oh, I'm going to get my intake in a few minutes, but I want to see what some of the callers have. And, you know, I'm definitely going to go back and forth with the callers for babies.
Yes, but I think Amaya looked lovely. I want to say Amaya looked lovely, as always, and she should have took home that $7,000 girl.
Okay. Well, we have one that says Amaya should have took home the coins, honey. What do you think about the rest of the function? How did you think? Hello? I don't know what happened to my caller. Did she say flop? Yes, I did say flop. What, bitch, honey, what the fuck? Yes, I did say flop. Hold on, switch for 1 minute. This is Jennifer calling on my other cell phone. Honey, hold on. Hold on. What's going on? Why you not on the show? You still at the cookout?
No.
Well, baby, why you ain't calling?
Did you try
that? Yes.
I don't have
time, remember. Baby, she knows it already. You should have been called in, honey. Hello? Yes, hold on. That was Jennifer Chow. Okay. Okay, I have another caller. 404-549. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly?
Hi, who is? Brandon?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Brandon. How you doing?
How you doing? I didn't get to speak to you yesterday. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. I am doing fine. Just sitting up here recapping this weekend. I'm sitting up here recapping this weekend, honey, and getting to all these details and things, honey.
That's what's up.
Because, you know, the girls, I know that they gave $7,000 away, and I'm going to say while you on the phone, even though they gave their $7,000 away, it still was a flop of the event. And, yes, to the girls in the chat room, I did say flop. It was definitely a flop, even though they gave their $7,000 away. $7,000 in seven categories, it was definitely a fucking flop, however you look at it. It's no disrespect, no shade to anybody. I'm just being real. It was a flop. They had seven categories and $7,000, and that's it. So it was $1,000 for each category, but Ms. Didi took home the whole $7,000 by herself. How you doing? Well, go ahead, Brandon.
I definitely want to say what's up. I want to give them congrats out to overall Mother Didi Chanel on her win. And definitely want to say all the ladies that came through look wonderful. My mother Ayana, Shannon, they were stunning. I'm sorry. They really, really did their thing. Everybody that came through did their thing. Amaya looked good. Aaliyah looked good. Nadia, wow, looked really good. Everybody looked good. Everybody looked good. I mean, they did their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know, that's right. So tell Brandon, tell the children, what time is your function starting tonight? Because, you know, I'm going to be on the show. The show going to be real long, honey, tonight.
Okay,
what time the function started?
We're going to probably start. I know everybody's over at the Jungle for the show, but we're opening doors at midnight. We want to try to get everything starting. We want to start no later than 1:30, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get everybody in. that Ebony's want to continue all their categories from last night, so we're going to honor that. They want to honor it, the rest of the categories and try to, you know, do what they can for the people that did prepare, that was able to stay and, you know, still walk. I know it's a lot of people that's been hitting me up saying they'll be at the function tonight, so hopefully I see everybody out. Jack and Selvin will be on the mic. Vaughn, Allure spinning. So it's going to be a hot night.
Oh, and so are they still so they're finishing the categories. So they're finishing the categories from yesterday. They're finishing the categories from yesterday. Are they still paying out the cash that goes to those, that was attached to those categories from yesterday? Is a question I have from one of my IMers.
Okay, we have to. I have to get confirmation on that from one of the Ebonies, but we are going to finish all the categories.
Oh, okay, okay. Is the ball free tonight, or do they have to pay to get in?
Well, this was regularly me and Clint's function. So it is $10 to get in. It's $15 after 2.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, this was something that we do once a month. We just changed it to Monday since the Ebonies were having their function, but we usually have every first Monday here in Atlanta. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, y'all heard it. It's $10 and $15 after.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely do want to thank you for definitely calling in and giving your piece of bits about the ball, Brandon.
Oh, that's no problem.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'll see
you. Okay. Next caller, please. Honey. Bitch. Next caller. 404-315. You're on the air. On the recap show, question or comment?
I just want to make a few comments, and I have no questions. I want to say to the Ebonies, you know, the venue that they have is a nice venue. The setup was nice.
Who am I speaking with? Is this Booty?
Yeah, it's me, Kelly. What's up?
Hey, Booty, what's going on, honey? I want you to, Booty, and you know, go ahead, vent, because I know you spent your cash to walk the runway category. They didn't have the category. You was very upset. What's the tea?
You know, I was upset, but, you know, when you think about it, this happens all the time, you know. This is constantly going on. I don't know. We talk a lot about leaders. We need to talk about some structure in this ballroom scene. Because there's no structure in this ballroom scene. You constantly get people that's coming to these balls, that's coming out of town, and it's just a fucking mess. The kids, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't get it like a lot of people get it. So when a lot of people have to spend their money, you know what I'm saying, to walk these categories, to prepare for it, to even prepare for the category, and don't get a chance to walk, that just should not be tolerated. You know what I'm saying? The ball was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. Grandma's was supposed to go on at 2 o'clock. Whatever happened with that, I don't know. They need to, if these people are not at these balls on time, start the fucking ball. If they miss their category, they just miss it. But to make other people suffer because there's not a crowd in the building yet, that should not be tolerated.
Booty, let me stop you right there. From my understanding, it didn't have anything to do with the crowd, because I woke up at 11 o'clock and I took a shower and I started painting my face about 12:30, a quarter to one. And on my way of leaving out this hotel room at about 1:30, I was called and told that the ball was not going to start until 4 o'clock, because that's what time the Ebonies was going to get there. So I was already painted and everything at 1:30 on my way ready to go to the ball.
That's
so that
understandable.
It had nothing to do with the crowd. It had something to do with the Ebonies.
That's not what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out. It's been on the radio. The Ebonies have been getting backwards and forth on the radio saying, oh, we're going to start this at 2 o'clock and this and that and that. And it doesn't happen. So, yes, they're waiting on crowds to come through the building, and that's just crazy. That is crazy. I want to say congratulations to Dee Dee on winning the cash. I want to say to Ayana and Shannon, I think you guys looked amazing last night. If you guys wasn't standing up there to win the money, I think, this is just my opinion, I think Nadia should have took the money home, because Nadia, to me, was just amazing.
Hold on, booty. That's we're trying to get the call, my sister on the line, honey.
Yeah, I think I heard
Hello?
Somebody say that Amaya should have won. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Miss Amaya, you need to take a break and leave it alone for a minute and get it back together. You just won $5,000, and you came out there, and you're going to tell Raquel bye-bye? No, Miss Amaya. You got to get it together, girl. It's no shade. And I know a lot of us do what we do, but she got to let it go for a minute. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Booty, for definitely calling in. Jenny, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, bitch. Okay. Next caller, switchboard. Next caller. Penny. Oh, my gosh. What happened? Ooh, switchboard hit me up, honey. Yes, I did. Yes. I did. I paid it. Next caller, please. Honey, I want to know where's the girls at, the girls that walk this category, honey. At give me some more callers, switchboard. If you're on the line and you definitely want to talk, definitely feel free to definitely press 1, and we'll definitely bring you up here. If you're just on the phone lines and you're just listening, please try to get to a computer, try to get someplace. Definitely.
Went from a low to a lot this year.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Okay, yes. If you're definitely on the phone line and you're definitely just listening, please try to get to a computer. Get to Okay. Definitely try to get to a phone line. Definitely try to get someplace. Okay, Jenny.
Yes?
What were you doing?
Oh, I'm on my way to the bus now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not traveling 24 hours to go to the mobile office, I'm sorry.
What do you think about the ball, Jenny?
I didn't think. I had a great time at the Waffle House.
Oh, that the Waffle House was the best part of your trip.
The Waffle House. Those banana and walnut waffles.
Oh, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Chill, but... Oh, shit, honey. Nothing. We're working on getting something together, but, you know... This is my opinion, honey. While Switchboard is trying to fix my opinion of the ball is this is my opinion of the ball. Let me start right. I'm gonna start in order. Okay.
Order.
Yeah, let me start in order until I get to, you know, where it was. I don't remember exactly what categories they had, but the categories that they did have was not rung correct. Starting with the best dressed spectator category. It said, Derek got on the mic and said it himself. It was best dressed spectator from head to toe. Head to toe means a hat, everything else from your hat on down to your head, to your glasses, your drawers, your underwear, and everything to your motherfucking shoe is head to motherfucking toe. Some of the girls that was out there, the same thing that happened at the latex ball, was not head to toe. They did not have on headpieces. They should have been shot immediately. That was the first bit of shade that started. The girls was not head to toe, and they should have been shot, honey. I don't know what was going on with them. Why they wasn't head to toe, but they should have been shot because they was not head to toe. And that was the first piece of shade I caught with the ball. They wasn't following the categories. The next category. After that, I don't remember exactly what category was it, but I'm going to just call them out as I remember, though. The Butch Realness category was calling
The Butch Reynolds category was calling for some type of country club look. Those butches and trans men did not come out there and give that category. So, yes, I sent my husband on to walk the category because they didn't give the category the way it was supposed to. The girls, they come out and walk the category the way the category was supposed to be brought. It was a fool. Then we go to the Thug Realness category with the two-minute production. That two-minute production is no shade to whatever house that they walk. But that production, it was hard. It was horrible. It was late, bitch. And a production, I think of props and all types of things when I think of a production. It was a fucking fool. It was a flop. The next category, the girls gave me the categories in order. Hold on. Then the next category was the Femme Queen Realness category. Granted, hands down, Mother Vivian Garçon is realness. Down. You cannot take that from her. But I was going to walk this category along with walking big girl sex. The Rem Queen Realness category was calling for a mother of dynasty. You have to bring the look of dynasty. None of those project bitches, hooker trash sluts, didn't walk. It's no shade to none of you girls. None of you bitches brung dynasty, but one child that came out there with the black and white suit on, the hat, the first store piece, the rhinestone motherfucking pocketbook and everything. She was the only person that brung dynasty. All of the 15 other girls that came out there and walked should have been motherfucking chopped, but bitches wasn't falling the category because they ain't have motherfucking time because they had a 3-hour grand march. It's no shade. I'm not finished yet, honey. Hold on. Let me go back to my list. It's no shade, okay. Who is it? Schoolboy Realness. The Schoolboy Realness category. Let me see. Did they bring the? No, the Schoolboy Realness category. They did not bring the category correct to the Schoolboy Realness category either. It was calling for something, and they didn't bring it right. I sent my son up there to walk that category because we was looking at that category when we was in Florida to see was he gonna walk that category, and we didn't have time to go find him a set for that category, but I sent him up there for that category because the girls wasn't following what the category was calling for. Get the category together. Okay. The next category, Pretty Boy Realness. That was the only category that they brought it right for was the Pretty Boy Realness category, looking like country club. Those boys brought the categories right, but do the legendary and icon judges that was on the judges' panel. Was they paying attention to know if these children brung it right? I don't think they under motherfucking stand because they was not paying attention. I guess the girls was too busy doing whatever they was doing on the side lot, or they didn't have their white woman that they was promoting on the microphone that Ace Boo Coon in the back was selling the white woman. Okay, that's what I think it was, honey. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's just so much, honey. Oh, yeah, those are the only categories that they had. Now, we're going to go on to the grand prize category. Those were the regular categories. Now we're going to go on to the grand prize category. The grand prize category was female figure face. No fans, no props. No shenanigans, no productions. Just bring it. Sell your motherfucking face. Selling your motherfucking face. It's no shade to anybody. I love everyone. I love everyone down from the girls in my house to the girls in the other motherfucking house. But it's no shade to anybody because I didn't know exactly what the category was until I got back here to the hotel, and the key word to that category was to sell it. It's no shade to anybody, but none of those girls, but motherfucking Raquel, sell their motherfucking face. It's no shade. I love everybody. The girls, I'm not going to take anything from everybody, but everybody was breathtaking. They was beautiful, but nobody sell their motherfucking face but motherfucking Raquel. and it's no shade to anybody. She did not walk. She did not go home with the motherfucking cash, but a grand prize, $7,000. Legendary Raquel motherfucking Balenciaga. It's no shade to anybody. Selling it, what they asked for the category, Raquel was the only one that brought the category the correct way. How the fuck you motherfucking doing?
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislative Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 back. Stable, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Love production.